Zvachim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. We pick up Ezes Hashem after the Arichos Dvarim and the Agdama that we gave in all the dinim of Shalei Lishma Pigel and Perek Aleph. Now we're going to get more to the Protim. What we saw in Mishnah Aleph was that most Karbonois, the Psul Shalei Lishma, only passels up the Ritzoi, the Kapor of the Karbon, the Yotzi, the Chavosoi, but the Etzim Karbon is Kosher, Chutz Min Achatos and Oshom. Chatos and Pesach, Oshom, could be like Chatos, according to Rabbi Elazar, Oshem and Chatos, both of them are Baal Chet, they have the same din. Now the Mishnah continues. Yoisim Mechayni Yoimim, Hanishchotim L'shem Pesach U'L'shem Chatos Psulim. Interesting. The Gzeis HaKosuf that says that Korban Pesach and Chatos are posel Shalei Lishma, that there's no Ritzui and there's no Kashrus, and the Korban is Nisraf, K'psuli HaMukdoshim, is normal when the Korban Pesach or the Korban Chatos is Nizbach Shalei Lishmon. What about when they're Nishchotim L'shem Pesach? A Korban Oilo doesn't have that level of Kepedo. Korban Oilo is brought Shalei Lishmon, would be brought L'shem Korban Shlomim. It would lose the Ritzui, lose the Kapara, but L'maisa, the Korban is a Korban. It's kosher. But if it's Nishchat L'shem Pesach, that shame has a shame pasul, Sagabi Shalei Lishmon, both Pesach and Chatos. This is a Das Yochid, we don't paskin that way. Look at the Tosis Yom Tov, it's worth saying over, based on the Gemara, it shows you how Kachem operates. The Gemara learns this din, where does the Shita of Yosef Mechoini come from? It comes from a Kal V'Chaymer, there's no Gzeis HaKosuf. The Kal V'Chaymer goes like this. Pesach and Chatos have a din, which is something that comes up. We had it in Masechet Shkolim extensively, and it'll come up over and over again, Be'ez Hashem, over say the Kachem. And that is that when a chatos is extra, it's called moiser chatos, under certain circumstances, can then be diverted and brought as an oilo. A korban pesach, again, out of erev pesach after chatzos, we mentioned Mishnah Aleph, also has kedusha v'shlamim. So inherent in a chatos is the ability under certain circumstances to be an oilo. Inherent in a korban pesach under certain circumstances is to be a korban shlamim. Vafilu hochi, even though they have some type of auxiliary kedusha bohem. The halacha is that if those two, Pesach and Chatos, are brought l'shem, those korbanos, there's no room for tolerance, they're posel and gansin shalei lishma. Oy bazoi, then what about an oilo and a shlomim, let's say, which neither one of them have any wiggle room in the shem kedusha? An oilo can never be brought not for an oilo. A shlomim can never be brought not for a shlomim. It's always going to remain a shlomim, always going to remain an oilo. So legabel the mechashiv shaloi lishmo, name a kal v'chomer that for sure has the paslus of Pesach and Chatos. Again, is there a svar involved in this? Or this is just a midosh ha'tayra in the dreshes to learn out? That's kachim. The gzeis ha'kosuv, svaros ha'tayra. Shimon achi azayoyme, here's another das yochid. There's something inspiring about the name, unusual. He's called Shimon, the brother of Azariah. What does that mean? The Gemara says, the Rav quotes it, Nikra ken al shem she Azariah osak bipragmatio, voye misapik tzorche Shimon. Azariah was oisik in business, and he supported Shimon, his brother, who was a Tana, shei oisik batoyre, v'histu b'neim shei chelek l'Azariah b'schat tamudu shol Shimon. So this was like a Yisoch HaZvulun arrangement. He's called al Shmoy. There's an interesting deal that they point out, and that is, the lashon that we just said from the Rav is that he Azariah would be misapik tzorche Shimon shehoyo isik b'teir. Rashi in Zvachim Dav Beis adds another word, b'shoshoyo isik b'teir. He was isik in business while his brother was learning Torah. What does it mean while? While he had to do business in those hours. What happens if it was a different time zone? He worked at night. What does that mean? Mefarshim explain b'sho means that Napshat, he supported his brother Al-Tzachmanis. He saw his tafkid as Torah. The tafkid of a Yid in this world is furthering Torah. He saw his brother uniquely suited to be a Godel Batorah, Godel Badora Tana, and he saw his role, Min HaShemayim, as supporting those efforts. It was B'shosho Yosik, Shimon Ochid Batorah. Something to think about. What's his shita? Shchoton L'shem Gavoya Mehen. Ksherim. He has a new shita, which again is Shalei Halacha, that the din of other korbanos Shalei Lishma, Pesach and Chatos apostle, if they brought Shalei Lishma, But the din normally that a korban shaloi lishma is a pasul slagabi de ritzui is only insofar that there's a downgrading, a degrading, whatever you want to call it, a chil of the kaidish. That means if somebody takes a korban oilo, which is kotch kadoshim, and he shechts it l'shem kotchim kalim, which is a lesser kedusha, so there's a givis a chil. He's shchoton l'shem nomuch mehen. But shchoton l'shem gavoya mehen, ksherit. If he shechts a korban shlomim l'shem korban oila, that's not possible. If anything, it's a compliment to the korban shlomim. It's not possible. It's only l'shem nomuch mehen psula. And he learns this out of exes ha-kosuv, because the pasuk says, v'lo yichalu es kodshim nei Yisrael, es ha-shirim el Hashem, the shloy l'shmo pasuls, when it's nischal. Chal is a lotion of chulin. So there's a lesser madrega of kedusha that also could be a madrega of chil. Mashenkin with gavoya mehem. Now we'll just point out in the lomdus that if you go without Reb Chaim the Briskirov's lomdus, and you say that shaloy l'shmo is a regular shaloy l'shmo like you have by any other mitzvah in the Torah, that it's just making a shlomim l'shem oyle, you're partially missing the l'shmo. It's as if it's not l'shmo. So then, why would it make a difference whether it's a higher kedusha, less kedusha? Shechting it l'shem, a different carbon, means it doesn't have the kedusha. It's l'chor shtarka hora on that shita. On the shita of Tosfos, that seems to say that shaloy l'shmo is not a psul, se varftnish kem psul in carbon, nos is a head afun al l'shmo. Hora. Now, he gives examples of what's called nomuch and gavaya, because it's not so poshut. We gave an example of kotch kedoshim and kotchim kalim. So that's a poshut example. The Mishnah brings that as the first. Ketzat, kotch kedoshim shishkoton, l'shem kotchim kalim, psulim, kotchim kalim shishkoton, l'shem kotch kedoshim ksherim. However, there are things that are too kotchim kalim, and there is a chilik madregas hakadusha. Habachor v'amayser shishkoton l'shem shlomim, ksherim, b'chor and maiser are considered korbanos that are a lesser form of kachim kalim than shlomim. You see this, the Mefarshim point out, look at the Rav, in the zrikas hadam of a shlomim is shtayim shein arba. It's a zrika that goes on each corner of the mizbeach. It's not done with a putting nesinas hadam, like by korban chatos. It has its own oifin of spritzing the dam on two corners that then go on all four sides. But it's a matnas arba. It's matnas arba, it means that there's a madrega there that's higher than a bechor maisa, which just has shvichas adam, keneged ha-yisoid. The dam is poured in one geese on the yisoid of the mizbech. That's a lesser form of hakrovas adam. Bechor maisa is not something that's something that's created automatically. Bechor is born that way. The maisa is not because he wants to bring a carbon, but because there's a din that's chal on his flock. So Mila has a lesser kedusha. The Rav also points out that there are other chiyuvim, requisites in shlomim that you don't have by b'chor ma'aser. Smicha, when a person brings his own carbon, he does smicha that you don't have by b'chor ma'aser. Nisochim, there's no auxiliary carbonus of nisochim by those. Tnufas choz v'shoik, every shlomim had matonis, it could be eaten by the bailim or anybody that wants to eat, anybody that the bailim gives to eat from the boss of shlomim. However, the choz v'shoik, those parts of the animal, had tnufa, they were waved as an avoida, and they were given to Kanim, only Kanim could eat them. Mashenkem, Bechor Meiser, the Domon is b'matona achas, there's no smicha, no nisochim, and there's no tnuvas chaz v'shek, it's a lesser kedusha. So Mel, there's a chil there when a shlomim is brought l'shem, Bechor or Meiser. Mishnah Gimel. HaPesach sheshchote b'shachris habo oso, shaloi l'shmoi. Pesach, we used the nusach a few times, and we were purposely soysim. What's a carbon Pesach? The afternoon of the 14th day of Nisan. Masha'enken. Any other time of the year, the Pesach, we said, if it's brought, is really a shlomim. So look what the Mishnah says. HaPesach sheshchote b'shachis ba'abos o shaloi l'shmoi. If it's brought in the morning of the 14th, the morning of the 14th is not the zman where you can be yoytze carbon Pesach. It has to be brought in the afternoon. Perek tome nishchan psochem. If it's in the morning of the 14th, it'd be sure machshir kilu nishchet b'shloisha. So it's mamash like a carbon shlomim. The kedusha as carbon Pesach and the psul shaloi l'shmoi that's miyuchid by Pesach and by chatos is only in the afternoon. Beno abayim, ben b'seira poisul ki nishchet beno abayim. Ben b'seira pasul, he held that l'maisa the 14th is one day, so the kedusha the chaloi shem carbon Avadi can't be yoytze bringing a carbon Pesach in the morning, but the Shem Pesach, and that's not a Shlomim, and therefore if it's brought to Lashem Shlomim, it's Posel and Gansen, that's already the morning of the 14th. Omar Shimon ben Azem, Mekubal Animi Pishimu Shnaim Zokim B'yom Sheshiva Rav Lozim and Azai B'yeshiva. This was an old controversy. Rabbi Yeshua and Ben Beseira with a Bali Plukta, what the status is of a Korban Pesach in the morning. We just had another machloikis. Is the psula shalai l'shma l'shem gavoy l'shem nomuch? Is it any shinui? We also had an ishchotin l'shem Pesach l'shem chatos as opposed to Pesach chatos that was shochet shalai l'shma. So there was this common nekudos in this machloikis. And b'yom sheshiva Rabbi Elazar ben Azai b'yeshiva, which was there was a full sitting of the Sanhedrin, they handed down the following nusach. This has been Azai's Messiris. And Tassant, he's called over here Shimon ben Azai, where normally, Chazal say, that since he was Nifta young, he's not called usually Shimon Azai, he's called Ben Azai. He didn't reach his full state of God, so he didn't have smicha. Over here, he's called Shimon ben Azai. Al Kaponim, the nusach that he handed down from the Sanhedrin Agodl was, the word necholim is something you look at Mishnah Aleph, we don't have that. We'll be oimid on that. What's kol hazvachim necholim? The Mishnah will explain. But he had the nusach kol hazvachim necholim shenizvachu shaloy lishmon ksherim, which means everything. There's no chil between nomach and gavoy, any shin shaloy lishmon is kosher. Ela shaloy olu lebailim mishum choyva, that's the general rule of shaloy lishmon. Chutz min ha-Pesach u min ha-Chatos. L'chari, what he means to say is Pesach and Chatos that were hukraf for something else, apostle and gansim, but everything else that's hukraf shalal l'shmo, even l'shem Pesach and Chatos, are kosher. And, like we said, there's no chil between nomuch and gavoya. What was Ben-Azai Moisif, besides being machri, these two machlegas in, the word necholim. V'le-hoisif Ben-Azai ela ho'oilo v'le-hoidulay chachomim. Ben-Azai, in his loshen, said something important. He said, kol ha-zvachim ha-necholim. All kabbanas that are eaten, kachim kalim, kachim kadoshim, are both eaten, either by kahanim and zichri kuhuna, or they can be eaten by anybody who's in a state of tahara. But there's one carbon that can't be eaten at all, that's a carbon oil. So what Ben-Azai meant to say is that the carbon oil, which is in a nechal, this was a mesorus that he had, we don't have any makar to it, and when v'lahid l'hacham, is that an oil as well, if it's shot nishchat, shaloy l'shma, if it's, the avod is done, shaloy l'shma, it's posel. It has din like Pesach and Chatos, that was Ben-Azai's Chiddush, which is not Niskabel Halacha. It's interesting, the Mefarshim point out, there is one type of carbon that's not Nechal, besides for an oil. There's a carbon Chatos, we just learned about in Meseches Hoiris, Chatois HaPnimiois. This is the Par V'Soy of Yom Kippur, and a Par Helm Dovah Shel Tzibur, which is brought only under certain circumstances. Those are B'Sorim Nisrov Michutz LaMachne, but it's called a carbon Chatos. Kanira that these korbanos are not bichlal the Tanakama and Ben-Azai because they're chatois, even though the enem necholos, but lemaisa they have a shem chatos, not a shem oil. Lemaisa lehudu lechachom. So that's what the halacha blibes.